BBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 through chapter 7, verse 1 overview. All my brothers and sisters in Christ and I are the temple of the living God, as Paul wrote in his first letter to Corinthians in chapter 6, verse 19 of that book. The Holy Spirit, Jesus, and the Father live in me. I am a son of the living, the Lord God Almighty. God dwelling in his people is only by grace, no matter the life circumstances, nor my past, present, or future. God will never leave his people. I have a choice to whom I will be with, not just friends, but especially a spouse. The choice a person makes concerning their spouse is important. Paul says not to yoke with someone who does not believe in Jesus. Yoking is a farm term. Two oxen or other beast of burden are joined together by a board or iron, so together they can plow a field. Yoking makes the work easier and quicker. Marriage is equated with yoking. Paul instructs that Jesus' people should marry each other instead of an unbeliever. This is wise because eventually different religious beliefs and life choices will be a source of contentions in a marriage. Historically, people of God will eventually compromise the relationship with either God and or the spouse if the one they marry does not have faith in Jesus. Finding a fellow believer in today's age is not easy. It takes faith in God's provision of love. Some find a loving Christian mate right away. Others find that they have to have the faith of Abraham, who waited 25 years to have a son. Knowing just exactly what another truly believes is not easy, and perhaps is impossible. However, after some time, we can make a reasonable conclusion that the person we are dating has similar beliefs or not. Not all beliefs, but most of them are what we have. Searching can be fun and daunting at the same time. Much conflicting advice exists and is very confusing on this subject. Several years ago, I asked a man I respected why people who generally have the same beliefs in some things will express so many different opinions about dating, weddings, marriage, and sex. He said, "You know why? It's because it is just that. It's their opinion. In the end, the man and woman have to decide what they believe is right and is best, and what they want."
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study.